This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. On the show where you can find hope and help and hopefully a couple of laughs too. So we are here just to help the caregivers, the family caregivers, the professional caregivers, because we know that your journey is not easy. But I also know that caregiving can be the most horrific experience of your life or close to beautiful, depending on how you handle it. So I'm really glad that you're with us today. And we have Ed on the board today. How you doing, Ed?
Keeping dry on a Friday.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I did a support group this morning. I came out, it was like a tornado.
Things opened up, now we got a little lull. As you know, in Florida, you wait an hour.
Yeah.
And here it goes again.
Well, so. Now the sun was out when I was driving here. We're hoping to go down to the beach after this. I want to see those flamingos.
Flamingos.
Have you seen the flamingos?
No.
They flew in from Cuba during the storm.
They must be tired.
Yeah. But there's like a lot of flamingos on the beach, on Madeira Beach, on Treasure Island.
Or they taste like chicken.
I don't want to taste them. I just think they're so beautiful. So we're going to go down and see if we can. Jen and I are going to go see if we can find some flamingos.
Flamingo sighting.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So well, I'm talking about my friend Jen Moyer, who's here in Lynn Thornley seat today because Lynn is
very special.
Been doing a little traveling. So I'm so glad you're here today, my friend.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about super patches, the second part of the show, because you know how excited I am about that.
Oh, I know.
And all good stuff. First, I wanted to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Jessica in St. Pete, we have Sheila in Largo, and we have Cece in Sarasota. So welcome, ladies. Like I say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners, whether you listen on the radio or on YouTube or on Facebook or wherever they'll take me. I'm glad to share some time with you. We also have Sunway Senior Living Concierge on the show today, one of our new sponsors. Welcome, Lisa.
Hello.
I'm so glad that you're here today.
And Ellie is on her way. She'll be here any second now.
That's good. Her seat is waiting for her.
Yes, there you go.
So, one of the things I wanted to mention before we go any further is caregiver support groups. I can't tell you, I think a caregiver support group is the number one thing a caregiver needs to know. It's the number one thing a caregiver needs to get involved with. And now, thanks to the gifts of COVID, there are support groups that are via Zoom. So you don't have to leave your home. So you don't have to find someone to care for your loved one. So you don't have to find a parking spot. I get dressed up. But then I also do live support groups. I did a live support group this morning at Arden Courts. And when you see somebody come in that's gritting their teeth and don't even realize they're gritting their teeth, and they just need a little relief. They just need to know that they're not alone. They just need to know that if they're feeling sad or if they're feeling depressed or if they're feeling angry, it's okay. It's okay. It's natural. But I will find through a support group, you'll meet different people that are in the same boat. You'll find resources, and you'll find your journey is better. I promise you. I absolutely promise you. I have people that have been in my support groups 4, 5, 6 years. One of the ladies in my support group, her husband died recently, and in a couple of weeks, I will be facilitating his memorial. Yeah. So it's kind of cool because we get to be friends.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, well, what are you going to talk about? Well, I happen to know that you moved here in 1970 in a 68 Chevy that took more oil than gas. Because you've been in my support group for quite a while. And I know this one woman that I did her memorial that she worked at Burger King her whole life. And I used to say to her husband all the time, so did she always have it her way? But I know that she never got promoted, never took a promotion because she wanted to keep her job and be home when her kids got home from school. Mm-hmm. And that was a big deal. But that also, Burger King sent them all over the world. I know she earned some kind of credits and they did a ton of traveling and everything.
Wow.
But yeah. But you know, when you have that fabulous employee that is there every single day, during the time they're supposed to be there, and does a great job. Whoa, yeah. Yeah, you're blessed with that. They do deserve a trip, not just the boss, not just somebody else. So welcome, Ellie. We're glad to hear.
Hi. Yes, thank you.
I'm very excited.
Happy to be
so
here.
I'd like you to tell our listeners what you gals actually do. Some people compare you to a place for mom, and there's no comparison.
Hey, you said it, not me.
I did. Well, I know personally, when we were looking for a place for my mom, we called a place for mom.
Yeah.
And all they did was have a million marketers call me and send me so much information in the mail. It did not help me at all.
That happened to me, too.
I called
them about my dad, so...
Yeah, that's not helping you.
Mm-mm. Right.
I like to work with people like you that come and take people by the hand. So explain what you do.
Yeah, well, I mean, interestingly enough, that kind of is what led us to even starting the company. So Sunway Senior Living Concierge was started by my husband Mark and I, going through this process ourselves, just like the two of you. It was actually with his grandmother. We weren't the direct caregivers. His mom and dad were, but we're very close as a family. And just from the even from the outside looking in, of watching this process of not only needing placement, but also needing all of the other things, right?
That you don't even know about.
You don't know what you don't know, right? And you don't see these things that are flying through the pipeline. And, you know, even if placement is urgent, you also need to downsize and sell your house and need an elder care lawyer and a support group and you need, right? So that's where the concierge piece of our business comes in that we are a free service for families to navigate care options, you know, being able to even walk them through pros and cons of home care versus placement, because, you know, when things change, the first thing you're going to want to do is keep your loved one at home.
Right.
How do you do that safely, right? So we're helping with that stage and making sure that you're set up for success, but also talking about crisis plans and plan B and what that looks like so that families are prepared, but even in urgent placement, being able to get them, you know, placed very quickly too, because sometimes something happens, you know, somebody's getting discharged from a hospital, they thought that they could come home, and the case manager tells you today that you're leaving tomorrow, but you can't go home,
right?
What do you do?
Or the caregiver needs surgery.
Right, exactly. Oh my gosh, we had a situation 2 or 3 weeks ago with a family that we've been working with, actually talking with for years. Husband has Parkinson's, wife is the caregiver, and they were at home just doing their thing, sustaining, and she fell taking the garbage cans out, broke her hip.
There you go.
No family local. So they have the, we're good, we're not good.
No.
Today, I mean, like literally in a blink of an eye, we went from good to not good.
Yeah.
Luckily, we had been having these conversations of like, okay, this is the home care company we're going to bring in for 24/7 right away. This is how we're going to do, you know, so we just put it into place. But if you haven't done that, if you haven't called already, you know, that's where the issue is. So yeah, we see that every day.
And it's doing your homework and it's reaching out for help. You know, I mentioned the week before last that one of my caregivers recently committed suicide, took her life by suicide. Heartbreaking. Her husband had got to the point where he was delusional and he thought she was the bad guys from Vietnam, and he was, you know, just freaking out and everything. And every time I talked to her, she used to come to my support group years ago when they were live at the time, and then as soon as COVID came, I didn't hear from her again. And once in a while I would hear from her, but she never came to. And it was like, when it gets this bad, I will. When it gets this bad, I will. Well, it got way too bad. And the day out, when the police came to the house and the neighbors came to the house, they found out everything. They called her daughter in Virginia, who didn't have a clue of how bad it was. And she drove in. And the next day when she got to her mother's, everything on the kitchen table was my stuff. My books, my this, my that. So, you know, I had a little hard time with it because she called me 11 o'clock the night before and I didn't answer the phone because I was sleeping.
Oh my gosh.
But I did realize after I talked to my spiritual advisor that she set me up to help her daughter. She knew that I would help her daughter. She knew that it was out of her hands. And she knew that, and I have helped her daughter, and her daughter went back to Virginia with her dad yesterday, and her dad's going to be going to a community right near her. But it didn't have to be that way. And the daughter was just like so heartbroken that she didn't realize how over her head her mom was. And you must see that all the time.
All the time.
Oh my gosh. I mean, countless, right? I mean, it's caregiver burnout is real and it looks different on everyone. You know, you don't, and it's not anybody's fault for not seeing it.
But if you don't know about it, it's like, you know, we need to include our families in what's going on. I know families that, oh, we're not going to tell the family that grandpa has dementia. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? If grandpa had cancer, you would tell them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If grandpa had a broken leg, you would tell them. Mm-hmm. So I need to tell you, so I need to let you, so you know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, there was this one guy that had dementia and was always did a lot with his grandkids all the time. And then one day he just starts screaming at his grandson for nothing. And his grandson's hiding behind the garage crying.
Not knowing why.
Yeah, because their parents didn't want to tell them. So his grandma went by behind the garage and talked to him and said, Grandpa has a disease and your parents are going to tell you all about it tonight.
Right.
And you know what? 2 days later, that little boy came over and he ran and he hugged his grandpa so tight.
Yeah.
And now he knows he can help his grandpa.
Right. Well, it's and you know, the it's not only involving them in telling them what's going on, but if it's not getting through that way, then forcing them to physically be involved so that they can really see it day to day. Because I mean, you know, Lisa, you can speak to this mm-hmm. too. I mean, how much do we see, especially with adult children who might disagree
yeah.
with one of the other siblings? Mm-hmm. Opinions on the situation, who happens to be the main caregiver of,
right.
Of it, or the adult children disagreeing with the parent that
right.
is the caregiver, like, oh, mom, you want to place dad, like, just, you know, get over it, push
yeah.
through it, or same thing, if it's the adult daughter that's taking care of everything and one of the other sisters is in Virginia or whatever, it's like easy for you to say, it's like, okay, great, well, you need to come and stay
yeah.
with dad for 2 weeks. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to take a vacation,
yeah.
and then we'll circle back about what our options are after that,
well,
right?
It's
forcing them to
husband?
Be thrown
exactly.
into the fire, right?
Last night we were having a conversation with Lynn, and at one point her husband was in the hospital, and he was in bad shape. And they wanted to send him home, and she said no.
Mm-hmm.
And his kids said, well, we want him to come home. So she said, all right, you take him home. I'm not coming home tonight. And she went to her sisters, and she said, let them take him tonight. Oh, the next morning, he's like, we need to find a place for dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, it's a real
yeah.
eye-opener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
I was lucky because my brother lived four doors down from us, and it was exactly, I had to physically get him involved for him to see, you know, what I was going through.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, so sometimes talking about it isn't enough. And I, you know, the tough thing for any caregiver, I think, because it naturally, if you're somebody who is willing to step into a caregiver role.
Yeah.
You're a doer and I'm gonna fix it and
right.
it's just like a natural personality, right?
I'll get it all in line.
Yeah, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And it's hard enough to ask for help, let alone then accept the help that is given you, right?
Yeah.
So like these are hard things. You know, it's like an easy concept to talk about, but then in practice it's like, ugh. But it's really the only way to see any of the needles kind of moved of getting that assistance,
well,
and people really being on the same page.
And the same thing is starting early, and the same thing is telling your children what you want now so that your siblings, your kids are not fighting, are not going through this. And knowing that each person can have a different role. I mean, one sister, maybe she can just take care of all the paperwork because you're not good at paperwork or making those phone calls. You know what those phone calls are like.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens if mom and dad can't make those phone calls? They just stop making the phone calls and they don't get the help.
Right.
And I don't want, and please, as siblings, don't let your loved ones last months, weeks, years of their lives watching all you guys argue. Because that's the last thing they want.
Right.
You know, I'm going through an experience now. First, I'm going to ask you guys to please say a prayer for my brother. In October, he's getting the DBS, the deep brain stimulation surgery.
Okay.
He has Parkinson's. And we got some sibling nonsense going on.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard he was having the surgery, I booked my airfare.
Where does he live?
New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go see him before the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to be up at the hospital for him and for my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law is the problem. And the other day, she's now only talking to one sister, and it's not me. And the other day, my sister called me, and she said, well, she said you can see him before the surgery, but you're not allowed up or near the hospital. And I'm angry, and I'm upset, and I'm whatever, but is that going to help my brother?
No.
So, once again, I talked to my spiritual advisor, and she said, what was the most important thing for you, Linda? And I said that I saw him before the surgery. She said, so you got what you wanted.
Right.
So maybe you need to just get over, you know what I mean? And maybe that's what we need to do, because I want my brother to see me happy when I see him.
Right.
And I want him to know that it's okay. He's not going to know if I'm up at the hospital or not.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, some of the things we go back to, you know, when we were kids. Well, this happened and that happened and you didn't do this and you were always mom's favorite. Stop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Always so many layers.
Yeah. And it's the last thing. And also, as we're talking about long distance caregiving, like Ellie said, you need to come visit for 2 weeks, not a weekend. Because if you come visit for a weekend, mom and dad are going to get everything straightened out because they're going to get some food in the refrigerator. Right. They're going to have somebody clean the bathroom.
Everybody's on their best behavior, yeah. Right?
And you can fake it for
we don't
a couple
care what how old you are. We know yeah. what happens when company comes,
exactly.
Right? We get everything
exactly.
together.
And you can fake it for a couple days.
Right.
Yeah.
But not too much longer than that. So I want you to do that. I want you to go and spend some time. Or I want you to go and visit maybe unexpected. And
that's
then the other
great.
Thing I want you to do is talk to their neighbors. Because the neighbors know everything.
That's a great tip.
So true. Yeah. Everything. One of my caregivers went to visit her mom. She said, so I listened to what you said, Linda, and I went over and talked to the neighbor, and the neighbor said, oh my goodness, we were so upset when the ambulance came last week to take her away.
Oh my goodness.
Mother never told them she went in an yeah. ambulance.
Right? There's always, every neighborhood has a Mrs. Kravitz.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Find Mrs. Kravitz.
Well, that's right. With my mom, it was the neighbors that told us, and she kept hitting the tree as she pulled out of the driveway.
Mm.
You know, I'm not really bad, but enough that she was hitting the tree when she pulled out of the driveway.
Yeah.
And then the last year my mother was in New York, she had 5 blowouts in 1 year from hitting curbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And I like the idea of just showing up unexpectedly because, you know, we have phone conversations with our loved ones and they have all those answers that
yeah,
they're
right.
used to saying, you know, how's the weather? How are things going? But to just show
yeah.
up and really see
yeah,
what's
I'm not
going
tell,
on.
I'm not going to tell you I fell down last week and my leg is all black and blue. I'm not going to tell you dad didn't
yeah.
poo in
no.
3 days.
Right.
It's all good.
Yep.
That's great.
There was an article that I read, and they said the top 3 things to look for when you do show up, right, to see, like, okay, are, you know, the stack of mail.
Yeah.
Are there bills?
Yeah.
Has this not been looked at? You know, what's the mail situation? Check the dates in the fridge
yeah.
for the food.
Yeah.
And check the car. And dents,
oh,
you know
yes.
those. Like check around the garage. Like those were like the 1, 2, 3.
Really
those are like
advice.
The telltale
you know right
signs
away.
That things are okay or not okay.
Yeah.
With those 3, so yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, and you need to go see them physically. You know, physically. Like there was one caregiver, and she talked to her aunt all the time on the phone, and her aunt always seemed good, and sometimes she would even Zoom with her, and then she went to visit her. And it wasn't until like the second day because her aunt sat in the chair most of the time, that she physically hugged her aunt and could feel how thin she was. Because she had baggier clothes on. This was up north. Mm-hmm. It was colder. She had and she's like, and then I smelled like an odor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you wouldn't know that if you were not there in person.
No.
Even over Zoom, her aunt seemed to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we really need to do a hands-on with our loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about all the different types of communities, different choices people have. Because I think people think, oh, to the nursing home, that's it. It's just like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, you know. And I'm not going near one of them places.
Yeah, if we could just get rid of the term nursing home, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the... that.
Even convalescent home used to sound better.
I hadn't heard of that term.
In the days, it was a convalescent home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Lisa, do you want to kind of chat through that, I guess?
So, so we typically will help people with different options for independent living, assisted living, and memory care.
Okay,
is that
so
what you're
first,
asking?
Yeah, so first, independent living is?
So independent living, I like to say it's like a carefree lifestyle for someone yeah. that, you know, wants to have that socialization, more interactions with people, but beautiful communities that you're able to live in. They provide typically 2 to 3 meals a day. There's activities that are going on.
And you don't have to mow the lawn.
You don't have to worry about utilities.
Yeah.
And it's very funny because when my mom went into independent living in Freedom Square when she moved here from New York, my sisters was like, oh, that's a lot of money. But when we added up all her bills.
When you break it down.
The car insurance, the home insurance.
The bug guy, the pool man.
Right.
It was a deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they don't have all the stress.
Exactly.
Because you know, looking after a home of your own is stressful.
Yeah, just the maintenance.
The roof leaks or,
totally.
You know? Yeah.
And what happened, and like with my mother, she wasn't taking care of it anymore. The house was just really falling apart.
Yeah. Right. Well, and transportation, too, I think is ends up being a very big thing. Transportation to doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
They'll typically have, you know, therapy services come to the community, and then they'll have, you know, weekly trips to Publix and the bank and those things.
Right.
So a lot of these extra things that come into play are just kind of taken care of. So, like, yeah, exactly like Lisa said, just kind of stress, maintenance-free lifestyle.
Yeah. I told them to go to assisted living. What's assisted living?
So assisted living is a lot like the, you know, you have all the same amenities that you would in independent living, but then care is added to that. So, you know, if your loved one is starting to need a little bit more help with things or help with their personal care, you know, they've had a decline of some sort, then they're able, you have that oversight and...
And I think sometimes, and in some communities, you can go from independent to assisted. You prepare yourself, because you know we're getting older. Stuff's going to happen. So maybe you're fine in independent living, but you can't remember to take your medicine.
Right.
You know, or that kind of stuff.
And a lot of, I feel like a lot of times...
You're afraid you're going to fall in the shower.
Well, exactly. And think, or, and everything, you are appropriate for independent living, but it takes one little fall or incident that it's not, and all of a sudden it changes, right? But I think a lot of times, like the preconceived notion, people think independent living is this vibrant senior living community, and assisted living, quite frankly, is everyone sitting around in a wheelchair staring at the wall, and it's not. They, I mean, you can walk into assisted living and it be sometimes even more vibrant than other independent livings, and a ton of activity, but it's just licensed to be able to start to add on care. I mean, if care is in any shape or form part of a conversation that there might be a need right now, then we typically will discourage a straight independent living community unless it's very easy to transition to assisted living because they're not licensed for care. So whether it's 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years later, as you start to need care, you can bring in care, but it's just like you would at your home, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's like, well, you're in independent living in your home, right? If we need care, let's make sure that you're in an apartment that's licensed to add it on.
Yeah.
So that you're not continuing to have to move, you know?
Yeah.
Because that can be stressful.
Yeah, it can be
very stressful.
Not just stressful. If you're dealing with someone with dementia, it can be a mess.
Yeah. Right.
A total mess. I'm being moved to here, to here, to here. I don't even know what the heck is going on.
Exactly. Yeah.
So how do you, like, vet these communities?
We you know, we're walking these communities
walking
all
halls,
the time.
Yeah.
We have relationships with people that work in the communities, the director of nursing, the admed. So just really getting to know.
And just, and going to the
And
community.
Going there.
Yeah, that's
and
the only way you can really figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, like a place for mom, where you're going to, you recommend a place, you've never been in Florida, you've never been near where I live, you don't know what it's like. And you know, you can see that beautiful picture on the computer.
Right. Right.
And then you can get to the place and it's like, maybe not.
And things change all the time. So just having that knowledge when things are changing in communities and be able to share that with families, because that can be...
Yeah. And a lot, because we're local in the community too, you know, we're hearing feedback, right? If, you know, in the last 6 weeks, we've gotten 4 calls from families that are currently at ABC Community and aren't happy anymore and they want to move and they want our help. Something's going on at ABC Community. What is it, right? So it's just being local. We're able to have our ears on
it. And you can help people with that, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yes. I mean, it's not just moving, not just moving from home, but also if you're currently in a community and not happy with the community, or sometimes...
Or your level of care
The level of care has changed,
and
exactly.
And you're in a community that's a standard license, and they're not able to, you know, they don't have the ability to...
To do everything they need to do. They're not allowed to.
Right. Or it's straight independent, you know, you moved into an independent living community because that's what was needed 5 years ago, but now we need memory care. And now we need assisted living. Unless they have that continuum of care, you're going to have to change communities. So yes, no matter what kind of where you're coming from does not matter. We can you know, be educating about what those options are.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, I'm very careful. I don't want to align myself with a lot of communities because I can't babysit the community.
Oh, well, no. And I think that's changes.
Her, yeah, and that's why I count on you guys.
I like that point. It's educating. And, you know, we're always very transparent with families. And we, you know, we don't have a crystal ball. We can't say things are going to be perfect. And things aren't always
perfect
right.
in communities. So just
keeping it real. I mean, real is really what it comes down to. I mean, every option, not just with senior care in life, has a pro and a con.
Yeah. Right.
Minimally one each. Could be a slew of one or the other. But it's our job to really be clear about the pros and the cons. We're not going to paint this rosy picture of perfection. You know, like you made the point earlier, you're looking at a picture online. You know, you have a lot of new communities in our area because there's more and more seniors moving here all the time, right? So you have these bright and shiny, gorgeous new senior living communities that look like the Ritz-Carlton and seem like an amazing place to live, which they are, and they have amazing new amenities that they're going to list.
Right.
It's our job to obviously talk about those pros, but also set expectations with those families about typically the roller coaster of new communities,
yeah.
you know, of staffing
yeah.
and leadership changes. And
yeah.
as long as they understand and are still okay with that, we're good. Like
yeah.
they need to make the right decision for them.
Yeah.
It's not our job to make the decision. It's just our job to educate and empower them to, yeah. you know, do what they feel like is right.
So where can our listeners find you gals?
Anywhere and everywhere. So I guess the easiest place to find us online, we have a ton of information online.
Yeah, you have a great website.
Blogs
and it.
Free resources you can print out that yeah. talks about veteran benefits and Medicaid options.
Yeah.
And like you said, literally a piece of paper that has two columns, one to write down all of the expenses at home, and then the other one to write about the expenses in a yep. community that really breaks it down and simplifies. So a lot of really great stuff on that. And the website is sunwaysseniorliving.com, S-U-N-W-A-Y-S, seniorliving.com. And if
your
you want
to,
yeah, give phone number and email for you. If you want to
yeah,
pull that
so
up, you
my,
can give your cell phone number,
sure.
too.
Sure. My email is lisa@sunwaysseniorliving.com. And my phone number is 727-409-6658.
And right now we're going to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So I'll see you in a couple minutes.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410. To locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
My mom was getting older, but she was able to live pretty independently until recently. When her case manager told me she would be discharged from rehab in just a few days, I didn't know what to do. But I knew for sure that she couldn't go back living alone at home. So that's when I contacted Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. My Senior Living Concierge, Lisa, was there for me through the whole process and was a free service for us to compare in-home care options and how that cost would compare to assisted living. With Lisa's help, we found a great new home for Mom, and she is thriving. Take it from me, don't go through this journey alone.
Hi, I'm Ellie Baldwin, co-founder and president of Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. We're a free placement and concierge service for families to help compare senior living communities and find the best place for you or a loved one. Call us today at 727-314-6451 or find us online at sunwaysseniorliving.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And you know the deal, guys. You wouldn't buy a house without using a real estate broker. So if you need help trying to find somewhere for yourself or for your loved one, call Sunways. So you have, you're here in Pinellas County, but you also have a location in Sarasota, right?
Yeah, we have a growing team because people need help everywhere, right? What we're learning, and hopefully the team is continuing to grow. But yes, Lisa boots on the ground here in Pinellas. We also cover all of Hillsborough. We cover all of Manatee, Sarasota, Charlotte, Lee County right now in terms of having team members boots on the ground. But the nice thing about Sunways as well is we're not a franchise. So because of that, we can truly help anyone and everyone. So I know that you have listeners all over the state, all over the country, all over the world, really, because of YouTube, right? And all of those things. And that reaching out to us, I mean, we might not be boots on the ground in your area, but we still can have a conversation that would be free of charge for you to be able to just kind of, I don't know, be something to, you can run up the flagpole. We can spitball about ideas and things to consider.
You know, people call me from out of state and they're looking for a home health care company.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm here in Pinellas County, but I have connections in Pinellas County that have connections in those
exactly.
other states.
So we can point you in the right direction.
Yeah, we can still give you some information. So please, wherever you are, feel free to contact them because we can get more information to you.
And that's the nice thing about our community is we are all very connected and help each other out.
Yeah, I'm very glad. I'm so blessed to live in this Tampa Bay area where professionals want to make a difference. They work together. It's not, nobody's stepping on anybody's toes because there's a ton of business for all of us.
No, for sure. That's important. We've got to all be pulling in the right direction. Yes. Same direction.
All right, so now we're going to talk about Super Patch.
Super Patch.
So I love Super Patch. Super Patch is a patch that can help you with a lot of different things, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But the most important thing for me is there are no drugs involved. Mm-hmm. So in doing the work that I do, my biggest fear for seniors and for caregivers is over-medication and the fall.
Right.
Because the fall can be the end.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was at a meeting yesterday with 911 and a bunch of other people, and in Pinellas County alone, we get 15,000 calls a day.
A day?
A day.
What?
Ridiculousness.
Oh my
gosh. And a huge amount is for falls.
Yeah.
A huge amount is for falls. So I was, up until a couple of years ago, I was a tripper. Not that kind of tripper. I know what you're thinking about. That was another part of my life. But I was a tripper. I tripped a lot. I tripped. I stumbled. And a few times I got hurt. You could ask Lynn. She'd tell you. And then I got introduced to Super Patch. And I've been wearing the patch consistently every day for a couple of years now. And I have not tripped. And none of my the toes of my shoes are scuffed up. Mm-hmm. And no meds.
No meds, which means no side effects.
Right. 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 Right? Exactly.
Right.
So sometimes the falls happen because of the meds, right?
You know,
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're there to try to protect against, mm-hmm. but they're the reason for.
Yeah. Well, I found one of my caregivers recently started using the patch, and she said, I feel so much better because now my mother's not afraid to get out of the chair because she was barely getting up because she was afraid that she was going to fall. Mm-hmm. And we know that's the worst thing of all. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
So, Jen, can you explain a little bit about the technology?
Mm-hmm. So, I've been involved with this company for 7 years, and I've seen some amazing things. My background is I'm a certified personal trainer, and I specialize in mobility for seniors. And when I was first introduced to it, my friend who told me about it said that I think these could help some of your clients. And boy, have they ever. So over the 7 years, the technology has evolved, and we now have 11 different patches. But what I like to focus on are what's called our Liberty patch. So what it is, it's a one inch by one inch. Yep, 1 inch by 1 inch patch that has an etching on it. And it's a very precise pattern that triggers a response through your skin and triggers a response in the nervous system. So all of a sudden, you know, when you're older and you have a lot of things going on in your body, your nervous system is kind of like a computer CPU, right?
Yep.
It gets bogged down where it's buffering and buffering. And what this technology does is calms the nervous system down, and then the brain and the body can communicate more effectively.
Because we know the brain's the boss.
Yeah, exactly. And so when the brain is going in 10 million different directions and can't really focus on one specific issue, then things start to happen. So the Liberty patch has proven to reduce the risk of falling by 8 times in people over the age of 65.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and then people that, one of our friends that's been using the technology for a long time that actually was brain mapped. Mm-hmm. And so he was brain mapped without the technology. He was brain mapped with the technology on. There was an improvement. But then he was brain mapped like a year later after wearing the technology. And it was like, oh, mm-hmm. my goodness.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I've had a brain map. So what a brain map is it's called a QEEG. You know what an EEG? Mm-hmm. Well, this is a QEEG, which means it can get deeper into the brain and actually measure brain function. And so 3 years ago in 2020, I didn't wear the technology for a few days leading up to it. I had my brain mapped. So it measures all kinds of different areas of the brain and how they're functioning and things like that. And then I put the technology on and waited, you know, 20 minutes and had it done again. I actually had a 26% increase in brain function. I'll take that. Yes, wow. Please. Yes, please. But I was a tripper too. On my right foot, I always had scuffs on my shoes, tripping, and I have no scuffs on my shoes.
Well, what other issues, foot issues, did you have that had helped? You had the neuropathy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Neuropathy is huge. Neuropathy is all nerve related, okay? Lots of times it's diabetes because the sugar in the blood actually kind of deteriorates the nerves. So I hadn't had, and that's not the only way you have neuropathy. My neuropathy was caused from degenerative disc in my back.
Okay.
But the symptoms started maybe 10 years ago where my big toes were numb all the time. And if I sat for long periods of time, that numbness would start to creep up my legs. Mm. Within 3 days of wearing the technology, I had the feeling back in my toes, and I've had the feeling for 7 years.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, we've had people tell us that, like, same story.
You said, what else did it help with? And I don't have it anymore, yeah, so I forgot. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. So it's out, there's not actual, like, even like herbs or anything that.
Nothing.
Because most people think a patch.
Yeah.
And they're thinking that it's putting something into your skin, even if it's over a week period or day period.
Yeah.
So it's actually, nothing is actually secreting into your skin.
Correct.
It's purely this pattern
stimulation.
On it.
Tactile stimulation.
That's interesting. Okay.
It's just like, you know, sometimes I could hand something to Linda and her eyes are closed and I'd say, what is it? And she would touch, and that would signal to the brain the measurements and whatever and tell you what it is. And that's exactly how it works.
Wow. I say it's like a reboot code for your computer.
Yeah, it does. It brings the networks back online because our body has all kinds of neurological networks,
right? So the Liberty patch is specific to the brainstem, which is responsible for all the autonomic things our body does, like balance. Mm-hmm. We don't say, hey, stay in balance, hey, stay in right. balance. It just happens automatically.
Right.
So that one is for all the autonomic functions of the body. We have one called Freedom, and that's specific to our pain network. So you're not bandaging, you know, the issues and things like that with drugs, mm-hmm. right? Because 6 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours later, you've got it back and you pop another pill and whatever.
Yeah.
I love that one.
But I love the sleep patch is the one that got me. Because, all right, so they had the Liberty for a couple of years. That's the one that I wear. And then over the past year, with new technology, more research, they've come out with more specific patches. So I'm like, okay. Because I got to test everything I can. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, so my sister was having problems sleeping. I sent her the patches. 2 weeks later, she's sleeping. My cousin in Colorado, her husband has Parkinson's. He was having tremors. I sent her the patches. He has less tremors.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different things for, there's one for the weight loss now.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even.
Yep.
And then there's one for
focus. It optimizes your metabolism.
Yeah.
Right? So these patches are not cures, but if it's something our body is capable of fixing on its own, it's going to help it do that quicker and faster.
Right.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, my biggest fear with caregivers and their loved ones is the fear of the fall and over-medication.
Mm-hmm.
Because both of them are really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. And I love the new patches, too, that they have for focus and peace. One of my caregivers had to do a memorial for her mother a couple of weeks ago, and she's like, Linda, I don't want to cry through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I really want to do it, but... And she put on the peace patch and didn't mm-hmm. shed a tear.
That's what that's right there.
Yeah.
A little nervous being on the show today, so put on the peace patch.
There you go.
No sweat.
There you go.
I need some of those.
But I wear the REM patch sometimes. I don't have a problem sleeping.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. I love to sleep. But, you know, sometimes things will happen. A couple nights will go by. I had a toothache the other day, and so a couple nights I didn't sleep very well. And I put on a REM patch, and I have a Fitbit.
That's what I like, that you can track it, and it shows you the difference.
But data doesn't lie,
right?
Numbers don't lie. So typically my Fitbit score for my sleep is anywhere from, you know, 82 to 86. That's pretty good.
Right.
With the REM patch, the other day I got a 93.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So, and it doesn't, it's not like a drug. It doesn't make you groggy in the morning. It doesn't knock you out. It doesn't even necessarily make you sleep longer, but it makes sure when you are asleep, you're in
that sound sleep.
The good sleep.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and you don't feel groggy mm-hmm. because you took five Tylenol PMs or whatever
exactly.
the heck it is.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I hate that feeling.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want our bodies are amazing machines, and if mm-hmm. we can work with them.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you take your car for a tune-up, but you need to take your body for a tune-up and take care of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's really important. So if anybody's interested, you can contact me. You can go to my website, which is sticktoit.info, and you'll see the informations. Just know that for anybody, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee, so I don't know why you can't mm-hmm. beat that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who does that, right?
Right.
There's no risk in trying.
Yeah, no risk in trying. And if it can help you not fall, or if it can help you get off one of your medications. And somebody said to me recently, oh, well, how much does it cost? I said, I don't know. How much does it cost if you fall?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's going to cost a lot of money if you fall, no matter
but
what.
But not only they offer the 30-day money-back guarantee, and that's forever. You want to try a new patch and you don't feel you're benefiting or whatever. You know, you get your money back. But anybody wants to take the step and try it for the first time, they go to sticktoit.info, place an order. Your first order, they're going to give you 25% off.
And free shipping.
Yeah, and free shipping.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. you can't beat that.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if anybody wants me or Jen to come and do a presentation or to help out with any of that stuff, I will be at the Senior Center in St. Pete on Thursday, September 21st. And my friends from AE Corner will be there, Adaptive Equipment. So AE Corner has been part of all the conferences I've had so far, and I love Cindy and Christina. And so they're taking a road trip to Florida. And it was like so cool.
Awesome.
I'm like, what are you saying? They said, because I said, you could stay with me if you want. He said, no, we're staying at an Airbnb. I said, well, give me the address. It's 0.5 miles from my house.
Oh, cool. Oh,
I said, I expect you walking over in the morning going out on the dock with me.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
Oh, that's
so they'll
very
be
cool.
There too. So they'll also have all kinds of adaptable equipment to show people different equipment that can be helpful for them and how to use it, because they're an occupational therapist and a physical therapist, and they were going in people's houses and finding they had equipment that was not working for them, or there were things that could help them that they didn't know about. So companies send them everything, and they test it out. And they don't make any money from the companies. And they test it out, and they say what's good and what's bad. So, yeah, and they're going to come pre-tape a show and some other stuff, so that's really, really exciting. But right now it's time to hear from our other wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week, so check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. And I just want to mention a little bit more about falls. This is 10 myths. Number one, falling happens to other people, not me. The truth is, more than 1 in 4 older adults last year in the U.S. has fallen. Number two, falling is something normal that happens as you get older. No, it's not. No, it's not. Falling is not a normal part of aging. Number three, if I limit my activity, I won't fall. No, if you limit your activity, you're going to fall more because your body's not going to be strong enough when you need
to walk. Absolutely. Yep.
As long as I stay home, I can avoid falling. Well, over 60% of falls take place in the home. Mm-hmm. So please inspect your home for cords. Thank God we have all this Bluetooth stuff today. Now, there's not as many cords as they used to be, but throw floor mats, that kind of thing. And in your Florida, I know you want to wear flip-flops, but there comes to be a time where you can't wear your flip-flops anymore and you need a secure shoe. Muscle strength and flexibility can't be regained. There's no doubt about that. That's definitely possible. Taking medication doesn't increase my risk of falling. Sorry. It definitely increases your risk of falling. I don't need to get my vision checked every year. Yes, you do. Because your vision may be getting a little poorer and you don't realize it. And if you can't see clearly, there's another chance that you're going to fall. Using a walker or a cane will make me more dependent. Walking aids are very good to use, but you don't want to use them unless you need to use them. And you don't want to use them all the time because then it just gets to be a part of who you are and you'll never be able to get over it. Mm-hmm. If I need to talk to family members or my healthcare provider, if I'm concerned about my risk of falling, I don't want to alarm them, and they may want to take away my independence. No, they're not going to want it. They want you to be independent. They want you to have the conversation with them before this happens so that you can. And you can figure out ways to take care of yourself. They don't want... Who says, I want to lock my mother up somewhere? Nobody wants to do that. And it says, I don't need to talk to my parents, spouse, or another older adult if I'm concerned about my risk of falling. Yes, you do. You need to talk about them. You need to go to some fall prevention seminars. You need to go online. If you need information on different things, you need to watch the movie Saving Claire. Send me your info through lindaburhans@aol.com, and I'll get you that information. September 18th to the 22nd is Fall Prevention Awareness Action in our area. So the mayor of St. Pete is declaring it a special day, and at the Sunshine Center in St. Pete, there'll be things going on. This one might be good. Awareness to action, footloose and fall free. So the St. Pete Fire Rescue and Pinellas 911 will be preventing an overview, but then they're going to do some soul line dancing.
Oh,
so
cool.
You know how those EMT guys are. You never saw an EMT guy that's not gorgeous. So some of my kickers, I'm going for that one. And I'll be there on the 21st. I'll put all this information on my website. So please, thank you so much for being with me today, ladies. You know how much I appreciate you.
No,
we're such a team that can really help each other.
I think it's amazing. It's a free service for people.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, it's like the best possible scenario for us. We talk about that all the time, that it's a win-win for everyone because we're able to help families, all families, right? Because when there's a dollar sign connected to it, mm-hmm. then there's always has to be a certain income threshold or, you know, something that comes along with that. So because we are a free service, we're able to help everyone, but also we're able to make a living from it based on, you know, getting referral fees from communities, mm-hmm. but working with all communities, we're able to stay unbiased, so it really...
Mm-hmm. And I just love how you guys are really out in the community. Like I said earlier, Place for Mom, they're not out in the community. They're just calling people on the phone, mm-hmm. looking online over their community and say, hey, you want to be part of our team?
Yeah.
That don't work for me. Yeah. You know, I need to go in a place and smell it.
Yeah.
You know, right there, that's the first test, the nose test.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, everybody, and Jen, as always, my friend, I'm so glad you're here with me today.
Feels so good to be back here.
Yeah, it does feel good. It feels really good. So tune in next week for another great show. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day. Mm-hmm.